It is Sunday Best, the first one of the season. It's Neil Atkinson with Adam Smith, Belinda Barty and Dan Morgan joining you to look back at yesterday's results and look ahead to today's games and all of that sort of stuff. But the biggest story in football remains, not just the idea that Harry Kane will never win anything, but instead the notion that Moises Caicedo still is a Brighton Hove Albion player, still hasn't had a bid made for him by Chelsea as far as we can tell. And the situation just drags on, Belinda. It's been the whole thing has become a little bit ridiculous. It's important to say, it just drags on. It sort of kicked off on Thursday afternoon. We can't really forget that time, is a construct, but it is only 2.5 days.
Yeah, it's really just silly at this point, you know. From the moment Brighton set a deadline and Liverpool met it, and things haven't sort of kicked on from there, it was just the moment it's got silly, because Brighton are going back on their word on sort of the deadline. Liverpool have kept the bid in, but I guess there must be a reason for that. And Caicedo has wanted to go to the medical, but then not, and stayed in London, and he's silly on that sense. So I don't know what happens at this stage. For me, I'm not proud enough to, think, he doesn't want us, so I don't want him, because I still think we really, really need his level of holding midfielder in our team. So I'd still have him at this point. but yeah, at the same time, God knows what happens. I just assume sort of Chelsea were going to put their bid in eventually, yeah. But like by this stage at least, and they still haven't. So yeah,
it's Adam. This is the oddness of it, is that they, and I think that Liverpool do need to keep the bid in, if nothing else, but just to keep Chelsea honest, because I think that what Chelsea wants to have happen is that Liverpool sort of fade away so that Brighton aren't able to go. There is a bid in of the level. And that can be, at that point, that's Liverpool's, I'd say, only bit of game playing, if you see what I mean. I think Liverpool are completely clear that they can afford the player and that they would like the player. But I think that they can't allow themselves to, almost through purposes of boredom, disappear on this one. They've got to keep Chelsea honest.
Well, definitely. I think that's a big part of it, because I think there's a lot of conversations that could be had around what's going on with Chelsea in terms of what it means for football, and the fact that they seemingly are keen to, just keep on spending regardless of what the, I'm going to say FFP, consequences are, but I know it's more to do with profit and loss and all sorts of complicated things that I can't even begin to understand. But they just seem to be determined to continue to whack money here left, right and centre without any regard whatsoever for what it means. And the fact is that if we were to withdraw our bid, then they would be able to, put a lower price in. I mean, I think it'd be really funny. Whilst I think we need a player of that quality, I think it'd be really funny if just for argument's sake, Real Madrid turned around and said, listen, you can have Tchouaméni if you want him. He's happy to go to you. We can just box that for that kind of price. And we went, okay, we'll do that. And Chelsea went, great, we've got him. And then Bayern Munich went, well, hold on, we were interested, actually. Now we know the price. We'll offer that. That would be really funny. But that's neither hither nor thither.